Hi, everybody. Good morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hi.
It's triple play Thursday. Yeah. Thin Lizzy Thursday.
Can we go with Thin Lizzy Thursday every once in a while, Dan?
That's fine. We'll bump back with them next.
Yeah.
I felt bad yesterday. I forgot. I did not bump in with Wham the rest of the morning.
Sure, I'm sure you were really, really broken up about not bumping back with Wham.
It
on
was.
Wham Wednesday.
I was just overwhelmed with all the choices that I had. I didn't know where to pick.
And son of a. You know, that's my favorite line in Raiders of the Lost Ark, where he's down in the pit, and the bad guy. He goes, ha ha ha, son of a. That's my favorite line in Raiders. So anyway, yeah, Thin Lizzy Thursday, yeah. So hey, those guys were great, huh? That band, Esmeralda. Won't those guys were great.
Well, I dug it, and actually, I was telling Dan that I don't know the guy, but one of them is in a band called Non Pronto.
Yeah,
and, they've played at the Hungry Brain.
They played at the Hungry Brain.
Yeah. And they were really good.
Yeah. Those guys are great, man. And they're young. And they're already bitter. Like, the drummer's all bitter. I like the drummer, man. The drummer, I got along with the drummer real well. He was funny. He was a smart ass, and I liked him. Luke. See, Darth Vader really is his father. You can tell. All right. We're talking about weird catalog items. 312-981-7200, particularly SkyMall, because SkyMall is going to be back in a thinner fashion. But back on your airplanes, at least in United. And I'm looking at some of the stuff that's available in SkyMall, and we're talking about weird catalog items. We would love to hear from you at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I'm looking at this thing, the 15 weirdest things sold at SkyMall. And Esmeralda, I don't know... if you've seen this, but have you seen the Serenity Cat Pod?
Oh, where is the backpack?
No.
Oh.
No, I think you need to Google this. Serenity Cat Pod. Just Google image it. It's $1,000, by the way, in case you're interested in getting Smokey this Serenity.
What is that? It's just like a table hole. Like a bucket.
It doesn't really have a big description here as to what it is, but it looks like a stool. It's on three legs, and it's like a little pod that your cat can get into. Now, I don't know why it's $1,000, but I'm assuming that there's like some sort of like noise in there that calms them or something. Because it says your cats deserve to relax too, so here is the Serenity Cat Pod. Now, it does look like something out of, you know, God, I was going to say Space 1999. There's where my reference point is. It does look like something out of a sci-fi movie, though.
Kind of looks like a urinal pan.
It looks like a urinal pan.
Like a deeper one.
Like a bedpan.
Yes.
Are they called urinal pans now?
Urinal pan, bedpan. I can't.
Because
tomato,
hey,
tomato.
Hey, you know, why not use them everywhere, not just in bed?
On the go.
On the go, the urinal pan. So I don't know what this Serenity Cat Pod is, but it's $1,000. You can order that for your cat Smokey.
No.
But see, your cat already seems very relaxed because you did the cucumber thing to your cat.
Yeah.
And your cat just went, yeah, it's great. That's real scary. The cucumber.
I would think that they would sometimes miss. And then.
What?
The pod. I would think that they.
You mean jump up into it?
Yeah, because they have to jump in. Uh-huh. There's really no good way to climb in.
No, it doesn't look like it's accessible without jumping.
Right. So
into
it looks
it.
Like they could miss and just slide down.
Unless you pick up the cat and
put it,
into the Serenity Pod.
Yes, you could do that.
Yeah.
So it's when they're unruly.
Yeah. After you freak out your cat with a cucumber, then carry him over to the Serenity Cat Pod.
I found the description online.
Oh, okay.
You're going to love this, by the way, especially the last line.
Okay.
The Serenity Cat Pod is part art and part alluring cat den. Made from fiberglass composite, the pod sports a shiny white gel coat and stands on a 30-inch spindly, sturdy legs. The elliptical design of the pod blocks out 90% of outside noise, so your cat can rest without a care. The soothing atmosphere is heightened with a calming remote-controlled LED lighting. Even if your cat might technically be colorblind, the soft light still adds to the ambience of your room. Treat your cat with this and she'll love you forever or until she remembers that she's a cat.
Yeah, see?
Also, can I say, the picture that they show and that's online,
yeah,
totally photoshopped. That
oh, yeah.
Totally photoshopped.
No, that cat is not inside that pod.
Which is making me think, I don't think they could get a cat in there.
But I mean, seriously, $1,000 for that? Because you have a remote control light device? And seriously, though, now, let me, as a cat owner, Esmeralda, how often is your cat disturbed while sleeping? Do you know what I mean? Like, does it really need to be in some soundproof? Because every cat that I've ever owned, you know, like, they'll wake up and look at me and go, hey, man, shut up. And then go right back to sleep.
Right. Yeah.
It's not like cats, you know, I can't sleep. I'm a cat. I can't sleep. I don't think cats have problems sleeping. I don't think that's one of their issues.
Although I have seen my cat, she was dreaming.
Yeah.
And she started making noises.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, moving her feet.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So, like, maybe, you know, they have bad dreams.
Do you think the Serenity Cat Pod for $1,000 is going to stop your cat from having weird dreams?
I mean, the fact that you're probably like, oh, my cat's having bad dreams. I should get it something to help it.
Yeah, here's $1,000. Yeah. Here's $1,000 thing that it won't be able to get into.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to spend
$1,000 on a pod that my cat won't be able to get into. But hey, I got a remote control for purple lights. That's a fantastic way to spend my hard-earned money. How about the sippy wine glass, Esmeralda? It's only $19.95.
Oh, that's a steal.
You guys, sometimes holding a glass of wine can be really hard, especially when you've had a few. So this wonderful sippy wine glass prevents spills, and the double wall insulated design will keep your vino cool. This is the perfect gift for that tipsy aunt who's notorious for spilling her Cabernet all over the rug.
I mean, I don't know why adults don't get sippy cups.
Yeah.
There's a lot of clumsy adults in the world.
There certainly are.
Give them a sippy cup.
Now, what have you seen in the Sky Mall that has made you happy?
So, I've seen this in other places too, but it's still pretty extravagant. They look like moon boots, but they don't move. It's a leg massager. But you stick like your whole foot in and it massages your calves and your feet and it just kind of, and you just sit there and let it go, but
it looks like boots.
Yeah, it's like it has the shape of a leg, and mm-hmm. then you shove your foot in there, and it massages
and then,
your
and
feet.
It, all right, let me. Can I guess how much?
Go for it.
$400.
No, much less.
Oh,
you lose. like $300.
Well, it's not much less. I
yeah,
said 400,
still,
not 4 grand.
Well, without going over, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Price is Right rules.
Sorry, Bob Barker. I didn't realize that was the...
No, but it's very... I mean, I think it's very extravagant.
Of course it is. $300 to put your foot in a thing that gets your foot.
Yeah, you could just get one of those rolly things.
Right. Didn't you get... Didn't that come with your pod, egg pod? Egg potty? Egg? What's that thing called?
No, that's just for beauty purposes.
But I thought it came with one of those, didn't it? I thought it came with one of them foot massage things.
Mine didn't.
What's it called again? The egg pod egg?
Ped egg.
Oh, pad egg.
Ped.
Ped.
Ped, like pedicure.
Oh, ped.
Yeah.
Ped isn't pedicure. You know why? Because I have the picture of that Serenity cat pod in my face right now. And could you imagine if the cat went in there and it was nothing but foot cheese in there to keep him? He has to lay on a bunch of foot cheese. The Serenity cat
now
pod.
Now I'm thinking of him laying on actual foot
oh,
cheese.
Gross.
And foot cheese oh, would be like, what the hell is this cat doing on me, man? Yeah! Cat scratch fever. All right. Listen,
is that how they give away Nugent tickets?
That is, man. You let a cat lay on you for 45 minutes and you get Nugent tickets. Yeah! The cat has to lay on you until it scratches you, and you get cat scratch fever. Keep listening to www. That's the radio station they're on. Is it, no, what was the radio? Didn't we come up with the radio station? Was it WRCK?
I like how they get five W's.
Well, it's a very special show.
Yes. Seeing as nobody could hear it, it would make sense that they would be off the spectrum.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you want to see him, if you want to find him on your dial, it's FM 192 on your dial. FM 192.6, by the way. 192.6 if you want to hear Shadow Bags and Foot Cheese's morning show. Thin Lizzy Thursday, man. Yeah, Thin Lizzy Thursday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower here till 5. And we're talking about weird catalog items. You know, like Spencer's Gifts or What on Earth is another weird one. And things that you didn't know exist, things that you never knew existed is another weird catalog. If you ever ordered any of these weird items, 312-981-7200. We're talking about the Sky Mall catalog. Now, Esmeralda, tell me a little bit about some of the things that you are interested in, besides the foot massage, foot cheese massager.
So I went to Oddity Mall.
Oh, Oddity Mall, which was one I mentioned earlier in the show.
Yes.
Oddity Mall, uh-huh.
And actually one that I just saw that I heard of way before earlier today because it's just come out is Chocolate Craft Singles.
Yeah.
You can buy them on here. $32. Now, are they still.
How much?
$32.
$32?
I'm not sure how many you get, but I don't know if it's $32 worth.
You should get a cow for $32. Wait a minute. $32? Is it now?
I mean, it comes from Japan.
Then it's not Kraft.
Well, it's like Kraft.
Right, so it's like the singles. It's like cheese singles, individually plastically wrapped, but they're chocolate.
Right.
Okay. Now,
I mean, I find them, they look really gross because all I can think of is chocolate cheese.
Yeah, foot cheese.
But those are, you know, $32 okay. If you want to buy
$32. Those. Now, let me ask you this. Do either of you guys remember, Dan? Maybe you remember this. Do you remember when they did that with peanut butter and jelly about 16 years ago?
Like they were Kraft singles?
Yeah. It was like a slice of peanut butter and a slice of jelly.
Man, that's kind of smart.
It was repulsive.
I'm sure. I mean, why would it taste any different? Just has gelatin in it?
This was my partner at the time, Gary Lee Wright. I had a radio show with this guy, Gary Lee Wright, who's a very funny guy, and it was fun working with him for the years that I worked with him. And they were new in like 98 when Gary and I first started working together. And so we went to the Jewels and we bought some, and we were going to try them on air. And it was exactly like an American cheese single, wrapped exactly in the plastic wrap, and you would peel the plastic wrap off, and one slice would be, one of it would be peanut butter, and the other would be a grape jelly. And we tried it on the air, and both of us almost puked.
What did it taste like?
It was disgusting. It tasted like, you know, peanut butter, for the most part, is a pretty natural product. You know, you can get the very natural peanut butter where the oil separates and everything and you have to stir it every time. That's like the real stuff. You know, some of the, like Skippy and Jif and stuff like that is more processed. And jelly, you know, that should have some sort of fruit base to it, like a real fruit base of some kind. This was unbelievable. It was, if anybody has ever, if you tried the, and they had like a name, like PG and PB and J squares, I think it was called. PB and J squares, I think it was called. But it was exactly, it was like the consistency of processed American cheese, only it was like peanut butter and jelly flavored. But it had like a waxy, you know, American cheese has sort of a waxy kind of a taste to it.
Oh, I found a picture of them.
Yeah, you see, was it called PB&J Squares?
Is yes.
That what, yeah.
Or PJ Squares?
PJ Squares?
PJ Squares.
Okay. Awful. They were awful. And that's exactly, and I saw this chocolate. How is it $32?
Well, because it has come from Japan.
Yeah, and apparently that's like $30 worth of shipping because in Japan.
Come on, how much does it actually make those things cost?
It's not a lot. For five slices is $2.25, according to this article I'm reading.
So you can get five slices of chocolate.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why?
Because you want weird things.
No. There's chocolate. There's regular chocolate available. Why?
Because you want the thing. You know what? There's another thing on here that I want. It costs like $1,000.
Do you put your cat in it?
You could. It's a it's a sleeping bag that looks like a whole bear. And you get in it, and it has a mouth, and it looks like the bear's eating you.
That is awesome.
The thing's like $1,000.
You guys are both out of your minds.
You could buy just a regular old sleeping bag, but this one looks like a bear's eating
now,
you.
Are you aware of the Star Wars sleeping bag? It's a Tauntaun.
Yes.
So it looks like when you unzip it, it's got guts in it and stuff. So it looks like you're sleeping in a Tauntaun.
Right, but this one's a bear. This one's a real animal.
Hey, Tauntauns are real, damn it!
I know we got a break here, but have you guys heard of the owl?
The owl.
The owl sleeping aid. My wife actually bought it for me for my birthday.
I want
for
one.
What? For what?
My birthday.
No, I...
Oh,
that's
man.
Not the question I was asked, Dan.
We need a laughing sound there.
No, I'm talking about what is this thing again? This item, not your birthday. I know what your birthday is. I know why people buy things for your birthday.
So it's like a head at. You know what? We'll do it after the break.
All right, we got a break. Dan's doing his job, and I'm not, but we have to break. We got the news coming up. Sky Mall, weird catalog items, 312-981-7200. Yeah. Thin Lizzy Thursday, man. Thin Lizzy Thursday. Yeah. I'm kind of the opinion that every weekday. Every day of the week should be Thin Lizzy Day. That's just me. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hi. Here till 5, and we'll be back tomorrow morning, Friday, for Fly James Friday. And Dan Feinberger is going to join us to talk TV, and the Golden Globe nominations are announced this morning, and we will talk about the TV side of it tomorrow as well. And don't forget Straight Out of Context and Nick D Show Spies. You can contribute by listening and writing to us at nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, we're talking about stuff that you can find in Sky Mall and weird catalog items and some of the weirder things that you've, gadgets and weird things that you've purchased. 312-981-7200. I want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Now, Dan, you were trying to explain what is this thing that... That your lovely wife Eileen got you for your birthday. And by the way, it was for your birthday. all right. So what is this now?
All right. So I was we call it the owl, but the actual official term is called the ostrich.
The ostrich.
The ostrich. And so it is a sleep aid that you put over your head, and there is a hole cut out that is on the front. That is just big enough for either you to put it above your eyes and it ends right below your nose, or you can pull it all the way down so it covers your eyes so your
mouth and your nose are exposed.
Right. And at the very top of it, there are two hand-holding areas.
Handles?
Handle. Well, not handles, but like you can put your hand in the top. So like, like basically they're mittens, kind of like that setup.
You know what it reminds me of? Those stress dolls where you squeeze it and the eyeballs pop out the ears. It kind of looks like that, but without the things popping out.
Right.
Like just holes.
What the hell are we talking about here? So now do you sleep with this?
I do occasionally. If I'm taking a nap, I will.
Do you put your hands into things?
Sometimes. If I'm like, it depends on like what kind of mood I'm in. Like if I'm laying back on the couch. Wow, that's going to be out of context, too. You know, if I'm laying back on the couch reclining.
Just looking at him do it is great.
I'm sorry, man. I have to see a visual of this thing. So what's it called?
The ostrich. Google the ostrich sleeping.
It looks amazing. I think if you're wanting to take a nap on a desk or something like that.
Wait, I'm curious now. So you said that the ostrich?
Ostrich pillow. So our friend Jen, who's a cop who used to work overnights, she would always have problems sleeping. And she would be taking she would be on a lot of flights. So you buy this for the airplane. And so she brought it once when my wife and a bunch of girlfriends were flying somewhere. And I was like, that's awesome. And so Eileen bought me one.
I'm sorry, man. I don't even know what to say. Honest to God, I didn't even know this thing existed until 3 minutes ago.
Really?
I'm not kidding you. This is the craziest looking thing I've ever seen.
I want one so bad. I'm jealous of you, Dan.
Now, it's crazy. It looks like you're transforming into some sort of alien.
But it must. I mean, you said you love
it's
it.
It's just so weird.
How comfy must that be if you want to take a nap? Like, I'm thinking more at a desk.
It looks like the two holes for your hands. They look like eyes. It looks like a giant alien head.
It does.
It looks like a giant. It looks like you're. And they've got a picture. One of the pictures that I'm looking at is a guy in the airport, like sleeping with his feet on his luggage, and he's sleeping at the gate. I would be scared to death if I saw this thing I would call for security and say there's an alien sitting at gate 12. Can we do something about this? And when it's they also have pictures of people with their hands inside the thing and their head down like they're napping at their desk.
Now think about how comfy
like,
that
it
is.
It looks like somebody blew their head off. It's terrifying. Or somebody died. It looks like someone's dead. Like there's a somebody got suffocated. Somebody killed them with a bag. Like put a big bag and killed them and they're dead. It's terrifying. Now, now I'm picturing Dan with this thing on his head. I think we should add that to your costume on as DJ Shagru.
And the raspberry beret goes over the top.
Raspberry beret goes on top of the alien ostrich head. I've never heard of this thing before. I've never seen. Now, Esmeralda, you knew what this was.
Yeah. What? Well, when he told me the name, I looked at it. I was like, oh, no, I want one of those.
Of course you do.
So I'm very jealous. Super jealous.
The description for people at home. Its quirky design offers a private micro-environment for you to take a warm and cozy power nap at ease. It isn't just a pillow, cushion, bed, or garment, but a bit of each at the same time. Its soothing, cave-like interior shelters and isolates both your head and your hands, making it perfect for the ultimate power nap. The ostrich pillow is the solution for napping at your desk, on the train, on the plane, or while you wait at the airport to catch a flight.
Right.
The pillow is filled with silicone-covered microbeads that enhance sound reduction while remaining super lightweight, and the carefully sourced fabric is extremely soft, making you feel cozy enough to drift away anywhere. It's time you join the napping revolution.
Ooh. Okay. Although I am confused how he sleeps with it on his head while you're watching TV.
Well, no, he's sleeping on like a, you're going to take a little cat nap.
Right.
But you said that you sometimes, when you're on the couch.
When I'm on the couch, so like I'll watch TV and I'll have it above the eyes. And then I'm like, all right, I'm done. I'll pull him below the eyes.
So I don't see any pictures. All of the pictures that I see, the eyes are covered. Are you sure you're supposed to have your eyes sticking out of this thing?
Well, no, he's just preempting. Like preemptive, putting it a half on, so then when he's ready to nap, he just slides it down.
That's the weirdest
thing.
He's just wearing a hat
now.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm telling you. So you actually stick your eyes out and your nose when you're watching TV.
Right.
But your mouth is inside the ostrich.
Right, because I'll it'll be one of those. Things were like, Eileen will be watching her 800th Hallmark movie for the Christmas season.
All right. Okay. Well, I can understand why you'd want one of them.
And then so, like, I'm, like, half watching it because I do need to find out if Joey Lawrence and that other girl do end up dating after, you know, they just after the ruse is over. And, you know, and then so, like, I kind of figure it out and then I pull it down to go take a nap.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's good. That, like, that's funny. I mean, the
really
actual
does.
Purpose for it is,
I'm telling you, it
fun.
Looks like an alien because there's a. It's just the mouth and the nose, so the eyes are covered, and then the big holes for your hands, they look like eyes. They look like alien
right.
eyes, like a big. It's like a giant bug head. I'm sorry. I would call authorities if I saw that.
You nap so well in it, though, because it's quiet and warm.
It's too warm for me. No, seriously, I can't put something on my head like that. I'm not kidding. I'm one of these people. I have to have a fan at the foot of my bed.
I'm sure you could put a little fan inside.
Oh, put a fan inside the ostrich head.
Right.
All right. I'm telling you this. The pictures at the there's pictures of people like at their desks with their head down. It looks like they're dead. It looks like somebody killed them. It looks like a crime scene.
What if you put a smiley face on it? How about that?
It looks like people are dead. You either look like a giant insect-related alien, or you look dead when this thing is on.
You just have to put a little note that says, I'm not dead.
I am enjoying a revolutionary nap with my ostrich face. See, will you?
Kind of want you to bring it in, Dan.
So you just got
I'll bring it in tomorrow
because your birthday. You're going to bring it in tomorrow. So you just got it. So it's only a few weeks old.
Yep.
All right. Has it made a difference in your life?
It has. It really does help with the naps because, like I said, you know, if it's like on the couch, you know, I was on the phone with a caller, so I think you said you can't sleep with anything on your head.
No.
I actually sleep before this. I sleep with my arm over the top of my forehead.
Oh.
So,
well,
I
sleep
helpful.
With it. I've had the blindfolds in the past.
Sleep mask.
Yeah, the sleep mask. But that doesn't. I can't cover my ears. My ears get too warm. Like my head gets too warm.
Oh, I see.
So I want to cover my eyes, but I never cover any other part.
What if we make some holes in some more holes?
I don't want the death head. I don't want the death head. Death head is not, it's not, that's not something I want. The death head. The alien death head is what they should call it.
You nap so well.
I can't do it. Why don't you try putting your cat in that thing? You think that the cat would that be, that's less
Maybe.
Than, how much, it didn't cost $1,000 like the floating litter box or whatever the hell that thing, the cat village thing.
I think the high-end ostriches are $99. The low-end are $29.99.
Okay. Now, does Eileen use it?
Eileen has not used it.
Does she feel the need? No, because she falls asleep pretty good.
She falls asleep good.
You know why? Because she watches all those damn Hallmark movies.
Well, and she's sleeping at night, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that. Well, I can understand. I can understand needing something. I'm not. I just. The product looks weird, man. That's all I'm saying.
You just need ear holes.
It's not for everybody.
Okay. So the death head, that's the new item.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the name of the Slayer song that kid was writing on the desk yesterday.
Yeah!
Alien death head.
YOLO!
He's actually writing about that pillow.
He was right. Then he threw a sandwich across the room. All right.